You can palpate that little dimple there in the bottom of the vertebrae of the tail. Visualize that target and insert your needle, pop the tube onto the needle and collect your blood sample. So when you get done, again, the proper sharps disposal is for safety. You can buy these nice fancy red ones. You can get them up to about 3 or 4 gallon size. So if you're going through a lot of head, I got this nice little one here. That's really not what you're limited to. You can get them, they're almost like 4 gallons. Also, you can use a leftover laundry jug, any kind of a plastic jug. You put these in, make sure it's a thick plastic like a laundry jug so the needles don't actually perforate through that. Mark it as sharps. Do not recycle. You can cap that up and tape it shut and send that to the landfill when you're done. Don't use a pop bottle or a milk jug because they're too thin. This is the submission form that you actually will fill out and send in with your blood samples. If you're using EID or something, your scan and shoot side, you can actually then set up your spreadsheet that you're going to download the data into to mimic this sheet. There's nice ways to keep track of your sampling. You can also identify your cow, blood sample tube, keep it all straight so you can do that. And when we get all done, you actually get a nice little report back. It reads back either pregnant, open, or recheck. And so this is an example of a herd that we did in September. You can see there's 81 samples there. It gives you the percent opens, the percent rechecks, and the percent pregnant. So it's 13% open, 1%, 1.2% rechecks, and an 85.2% pregnancy rate. The optical density there for an open cow is just the reading you're getting from your plate reader, again, for the recheck and for the pregnant cows. So I think it's a nice, clean report you get back. Usually you can get that in an Excel spreadsheet, so you can manipulate that data if you want to move it around. So some of the things I think you might want to consider about doing a blood test for pregnancy, the cost, as far as I'm concerned, is about neutral. You're either going to pay somebody to palpate them, ultrasound them, or you're going to pay to run this blood test. So just my assumption was when I looked at this that would be a normal thing. The skills that's required, collecting a blood sample is fairly easy. I can train most people to do that. Most students we can train in 1 or 2 sessions. I think a lot of people could do that, versus palpation is a little more skill intensive. And ultrasound, again, you have to have the expensive machine. You have to learn how to run it and read it. The one of the downsides, I think, might be the results are a little bit delayed. You get them back in about 48 hours after you send them in. But if you're going to be processing those cows, do you want to hold off on vaccinations? Or if you have open cows that you haven't identified, you're going to have to go back and sort them out. So if you do process open cows with porons, you're going to have to worry about the withholding time, get them back in, handle them again. So those are just all things you might want to consider if it works into your operation. Your operation might not be set up where it's easy to go get those cows back. They might be a long ways from home by then. So things to consider on that. You can buy a Vacutainer needle already set up. These are pretty small needles. They're about 20 or 21 gauge. I actually prefer about an 18 gauge needle, but you can get them all in one setup. That's really easy. And again, like I said, I like these nice blood tube boxes from Monoject. You can order them from Valley Vet or NASCO online, or get them from your local veterinarian probably as well. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this slide. I'm just going to talk a little bit about genomic testing and what that sample is that you need to do genomic testing. So this slide just contains some of the things that you would want to do, or maybe reason you would want to do genomic testing. Just to select and manage and market your cattle, select your replacements appropriately, and select for the appropriate traits that you need in your herd. So we'll let the genetic people talk about that. So what I want to talk a little bit about is we get a tissue sample for genomic testing. We can use it for parentage, identifying the sires. You can use it for genetic selection. You can collect your information that way. You can also use it for BVD diagnostics. Parentage verification, you know, you can ID that sire that's showing those big calves. They have to have a C-section every year. You can also find the poor performing bulls, the ones that aren't settling any cows. Maybe you got one that's showing really good carcass traits, and you might want to use him in a different manner. Also, you can just evaluate overall what your purchase needs might be to purchase your next replacement bull. And then to do that, you might want to set up a pool of DNA from DNA genetics from your bull battery. You can use tissue samples, you can use semen, blood, or hair follicles to do that. You just need to work with your company that's doing that genomic testing for you to get that set up. I'm going to just go ahead and skip over that slide. That's more what I just talked about. So the tissue sampling unit, here's where I talked about the company out here, AllFlex, actually has this nice little unit that's set up. It's a tissue sampling unit. It comes with a little applicator, looks like a big tagger, and it actually has these nice little tissue sampling units that are already barcoded. So these are already barcoded. You can load those into your tissue sampler and collect the ear punch from the cow. It's really easy. I have a couple of those up here. I've already actually ear punched the cow, and you can see the tissue sample inside there. That's already got a preservative in it that keeps it preserved. And you can actually store these again at room temperature. You don't want to freeze them. You can easily visualize the sample in that tube. Like I said, it's just a nice little contained unit. Keeps the sample safe, keeps the identification in place, and you're able to ship those really easily. So there's some pictures of the AllFlex tagging system, or not the tagging system, but the tissue punch biopsy. And then I got all these tissue sampling units here, and then as you can see on the slide here and out on the AllFlex table, they sell these as EID dangle tag and punch biopsy kits, come all complete, which is a good way to go if someone was interested in doing that. Pardon? Isn't that preservative?
How long?
Pretty long term if you store them in a dark, cool place. I would say the question was tissue viability of that tissue sample. It's already in a preservative. And, you know, if you store that in a cool, dark place, probably several years. What most people do, if they're going to hold them for a long term, will put them in a minus 80 freezer. That does degrade some of the things that's in the tissue there, but you can usually get your DNA out of that. One of the things they talk about, if you have tattoos in the ear, to make sure you miss the tattoo for two reasons. One, you don't want to mess up your tattoo. Number two is the tattoo ink actually interferes with the test.